You join us today at the Site Village Assistive Technology Exhibition, Site Village Central Assistive Technology Exhibition in Birmingham. I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Charles Leclerc, who is the developer and the inventor of something that I've just had on my head called ARX. And we're going to talk all about that in the next few minutes. Charles, welcome to the show, first of all.
Hi, Stuart. Thank you for welcoming me.
Yeah,
it's great to be
great
here.
Too. Thanks for coming all the way from France, right?
Yes, I am French, but I live in London currently.
I'm glad to talk to a fellow European after being in England for a day. You know, it's very nice, so thank you for coming along. Listen, I've just been looking at ARX. We'll talk about what ARX is in a second, because it's really using AI to make the environment accessible for visually impaired people. You're a sighted guy. How did you get into this?
That's a very good question. I actually have a background in video games. And in video games, we use visuals and rhythm where players accomplish tasks while they are having fun. When I was doing video games, I thought, can we use all these design methodologies to solve real-life problems? And I decided to go back to school and go to Imperial College and the Royal College of Art to do a program called Innovation Design Engineering, where you spend 2 years with people from very different backgrounds. They can be architects, archaeologists, doctors, designers or engineers, and you work with them to solve problems. And I got fascinated into how we can use computing to make things more simple for a variety of things. And found a startup that was making an intuitive 3D creation device called the XR Mouse, after which I joined the BBC to work on the AR public services. So we were using augmented reality to solve real life problems, and we created a prototype of a music festival in augmented reality. And to me, what was exciting about this was more the ability to place audio in a spatial environment rather than the visual aspect of augmented reality. And so I wanted to work on audio augmented reality, and that's how I joined ARX as their CEO. And this is today what we're doing. We're using audio to augment reality.
Wow, you've had a pretty exciting career even before ARX then. It's kind of really interesting stuff. So ARX is a wearable piece of tech, but it's kind of different to some of the tech we might have featured on this podcast before, like Orcam or Envision. This is a headset that you're wearing. Maybe just talk us through what it all connects to and how it feels for the user.
Absolutely. So ARX is a wearable device that features two high-resolution cameras and bone conduction speakers. Bone conduction speakers are usually designed for runners who want to be able to run listening to their music but also hearing their surroundings. And so when you wear the ARX headset, you're able to hear your surroundings and have a conversation while hearing the audio coming from the headset. And so as I wear the headset, I connect it through a USB-C connection to an Android smartphone, and the experience starts. I can hear an AI assistant. The AI assistant is able to see things around me, and I can ask things with my voice, saying, using natural language, I can say, who is in front of me? And it will trigger the face mode. Or if I say, what's in front of me, it will trigger the scene mode. And we have all the modes you would expect from Orcam or Envision. So you can scan documents, read text, search for objects, and many more things.
So there's a camera in the headset then, is that correct?
Yes, there are two cameras.
Okay. So when you put the headset on, you don't have to then interact with your phone, because I was just looking at it with you briefly. There's a couple of buttons on the headset. That's all you need, isn't that right?
That's correct. The idea is to offer hands-free to users. So in the past, people have to hold the phone in front of them to scan things. Now the phone can be in their pockets and they can use their both hands to do everyday tasks while getting their experience of life augmented with audio.
So you mentioned scene control, you mentioned facial recognition, two really useful things. I think as a blind person, when I go into a room, I do like to have some sense of what's going on. What other things can it do?
So, as you said, the first thing it can do is the scene description, so it gives you an idea of what's around you. It's semantic analytics, and it also tells you if there is text, and if there is text, it will read it. Then it can scan documents, so you can scan a full page of a newspaper or a book or a cafe, a restaurant menu. It can do short text, which basically will very quickly read any text it can see on the go. So that's useful for if you're looking for an address, a door number in a hotel or in the streets, or even for a plate on a car. Then ARX can search for objects, so you can search for a chair, for a couch, for a door, for a sink, or a public toilet. It can also recognize and learn and discover faces. And we also are able to scan QR codes and copy them to the clipboard. So we have an example of this at the SciTech Village. Over there, there's a QR code, and when you scan it with ARX, you can open a video that shows someone using the device.
Oh, wow.
And we've also created what we call the training mode, where people can put their hands in front of them, and the ARX will tell them where their hand is in relation to the space, and this is helpful for people to understand the field of view of the camera in order for them to get better over time at using ARX.
I was going to ask you about that, because I would find that very helpful. In particular, you mentioned the full page scanning. Do you have a way of guiding the user when the full page is in focus, when it's going to take a shot?
Absolutely. So we've created a special recognizer that guides the user through audio. So it will give users prompts, such as raise the document or lower the document. Or if there's not enough light or too much light in the room, it will say there's too much light, the camera is adjusting. And when you get closer to the sweet spot to place your documents, there is a beep that gets faster, and that's a signal. So when the beep gets faster, it's basically like a car radar. You're getting closer to the sweet spot, and then you have a validation sound that lets you know that you can stop holding the document and be ready to listen to it.
Now, one of the things, of course, that we'd always be conscious of is battery life, but your device, because it's connected by a cable, is presumably being powered from the user's phone. Is that correct?
That's correct, and this comes with a few more advantages. So as you said, the first advantage is that you do not have to worry about charging the device. The second advantage is that the headset doesn't have a battery, and so therefore is more affordable. And because it uses the computational power that's in your smartphone that you already have, that enables us to make ARX a device that doesn't become obsolete when the next phone comes around or the next generation of technology is released. ARX is able to grow with this and evolve with the ecosystem.
Okay, and speaking of next phones and next generation, Charles, if I didn't ask this question, we'd have a load of emails in asking it. I know it's connecting to an Android device at the moment. I'm an iPhone user, lots of iOS users listening to this show. Is there any plans for iOS?
We are aware that most of the blind and visually impaired community uses iOS, and of course for us it's a desire to be available on iOS. We're working on it, and I would say that things are changing when it comes to using Lightning connections or USB-C connections. There are also new technologies and new communication wireless protocols that are available. And so we're working on it, and we hope that it will be available in 2023.
Brilliant. It's a product I want to watch. I've been really impressed by just playing with it for 5 minutes today. Something I want to try to get my head around a little more, because I can see lots of uses already. So thank you for your innovation, and thank you for all that you do, and continued success, and let's stay in touch.
Thank you very much, Stuart. Pleasure to meet you.